On Budget, Public Safety Subcommittee for Wednesday, July 6, 2005. And we will be in a work session on four bills. I'm opening the work session on all of them, starting with the Department of Justice, House Bill 5129. Mr. Wilson.
Madam Chair, you have a memo in front of you, a rather brief one, which is actually the longest of any of mine. First of all, I recognize a correction in my memo. It should be Department of Justice, not the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision in the first sentence. What is being proposed here is that you have House Bill 5129-A, which is the House version of the DOJ budget. It is identical to the Senate version in Senate Bill 5577-A, except for the 3% reductions that are part of almost all House budgets. For the department, that totaled $587,227 split among the four divisions listed in front of you there. If you recall, there was concerns raised by both members and the department about the reduction in the Defense of Criminal Convictions section, which makes up $316,823 of that total SNS reduction. And it is our recommendation that you restore that $316,000+ due because of the way the budget is set up. In that particular budget unit, that represents a straight program cut, not necessarily a cut to typical services and supply items. So that was our recommendation. You restore that amount and then pass the bill out as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. The chair will accept a motion to move House Bill 5129-A as amended to the full Senate Special Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Hearing no further discussion.
Madam Chair, I would assume that the Attorney General is fine with this since we are functioning so smoothly at this point in the session. He would not be disappointed by his budget getting final approval and being done with.
And, Mr. Attorney General, if there are comments you would like to place on the
Madam Chair, Senator Devlin, we're very, very appreciative of the restoration and have no more to say, but to say thank you for doing it.
And it's good to see you this afternoon as well. If there is no objection, then the motion is adopted. We will move on to the Criminal Justice Services Commission, House Bill 5080-A.
Madam Chair, this is Criminal Justice Commission. It is, again, this is House Bill 5080-A in front of you. It is identical to the bill that passed the Senate, 5533-A, that passed the Senate back in mid-June, but the only exception, again, is the 3% reduction in services and supply, and in this case, it represents an $8,433 reduction to the agency, and we are recommending that you approve the House bill as it is with that reduction of just shy of $8,500.
Very good, Mr. Wilson. The chair will accept a motion to move House Bill 5080-A to the full Senate Special Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Any discussion? Hearing no objection, that motion is adopted. And we will move on to House Bill 5121, which is the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision.
Madam Chair, as with the other two, House Bill 5121-A is identical to the Senate version, which passed the Senate back in May in this case, and this budget, or that budget bill is 5567-A. The exception, it is identical with the exception of the 3% reduction, and in this case was 30,000 $37,981 difference, and it is our recommendation that you accept that reduction and pass House Bill 5121-A.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Again, the chair will accept a motion to move House Bill 5121-A to the full Senate Special Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
And hearing no further discussion or objection, the motion is adopted. And then finally,
memo for that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wilson. We will go to House Bill 5118-A, which is the Judicial Fitness and Disability Commission. Good afternoon, Mr. Borden.
Good afternoon, Chair Cordley. On House Bill 5118-A, the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability, this bill is identical to Senate Bill 5564-A with the exception of the following 3% reduction, which totals $2,341 in general fund. There is one slight provision with this reduction, and that is that it would come out of the Commission's normal operating budget as opposed to their extraordinary budget, which is used for their investigative and disciplinary proceedings that they currently have underway. So that is the one change between the two bills.
Okay. Very good. The chair will accept a motion to move House Bill 5118-A as amended to the full Senate Special Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Any further discussion or objection? The motion is adopted. Carrier of this bill will be Senator Devlin. Is this the bill we talked about?
Yeah.
Okay. And I will carry the previous three bills. Anything else for the good of the order?
Do we have a meeting tomorrow at this point?
I'm not certain about that. We'll stay tuned, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, we are adjourned.